feeling where? And I said, I do classify, who's the maid with the nut brown hair? Well, he looked at me and he said to me, that's the gem of Ireland's crown. Young Rose McGann from the banks of the band, she's a star of the county down. From Matthew's Bay to Derry's King, the way to Dublin town. No maid I've seen like the fair Colleen that I met in the county down. Soft brown eyes with a look so shy and a smile like a rose in June. She sang so sweet, what a lovely treat, as she lifted an Irish tune. At the parents' dance I was in a trance as she whirled from the lads of the town. And it broke my heart just to be apart from the star of the county down. From Batty's Bay to Derry's Cape, all the way to Dublin town. No maid I've seen like a fair Colleen that I met in the county down. Oh! Harvest fair, she surely be there. I'll dress in my Sunday clothes, with my shoes shone bright, my hair cut right, for a smile with my nut brown rose. No pipe or smoke, no puss or yoke, till my brows are rust colored brown. Till my smiling bride by my own fireside sits the star of the county down. From Bantry's Bay to Derry's Cay, from Galway to Dublin town. No maid I've seen like the fair Colleen that I met in the county down. From Batchy's Bay to Derry's Cay, from Galway to Dublin town. No maid I've seen like the fair Colleen that I met in the county down.
One thing they tell you when you're playing on the town with Mikey D, first of all, you get to work with Joel Simchers, which is, he's one of the best engineers in the biz, and giving a shout out to him behind the soundboard back there, Joel. I've known Joel for a long time. He's been doing great work in the city, as in both sides of the soundboard, as a musician and as a engineer. So both live and studio, highly recommended. And the other thing they don't tell you about, that's the squeaky floorboards in this studio. Man, they're very squeaky. So we're bouncing around back here. You can't see that as well. But, you might be able to hear the squeaks. You might think someone's getting busy in there. No, we're just bouncing around as we're playing. So this is a family show. Can you hear that? I got a lot. Maybe it's a Sonic should lose some weight. There's a lot of signs of that, actually. You know, New Year's resolution, I got to work. Stick with it. These floorboards are surprisingly.
Yeah.
Not gonna complain.
It's part of the band.
It's part of the sound, the ambience that you get in this. So, but it is wonderful to be here. We have a website or some web presence. The best thing to do is honestly just Google Keir Burns, K-I-E-R, next word B-Y-R-N-E-S. Totally easy thing to remember. Or look it on the WFMFO social media. We'll link to them. They'll link to us, and hopefully we'll all connect. If you're interested in hearing some music, if you're listening and want a copy of any of our music, we have a Bandcamp page. Whoever listens and emails me after the show, I'm not even going to say my. I'll say, should I give them my email on there? Is that something that people do? All right. Well. It's keir.burns@bc.edu. If anyone emails me, I'll email them a code to a free album of their choice from the many albums we have on Bandcamp. I mean, just to put it out there, I think we have 3 Christmas albums. So I know we're in March 1st, but it's never too early to start planning your Christmas. See how many other tangents we can go on today. And since we're playing Harpoon on Saturday, this is a sea shanty that some of you may recognize, those TikTok followers especially. There
once was a ship that put to sea. The name of the ship was the Billy of Tea. The wind blew up her bow, blew down her, blow my bill boys blow. Soon may the willowmen come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day with tongue it is done, we'll take our leave and go. Chin up in 2 weeks from shore, down on her, all right, Bilbo. The captain called, all hands that swore, take that tail in tow. Soon may the weathermen come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day with tongue it is done, we'll take our leave and go. Ha, na, 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 na. Before the bull had hit the water, the whales came in right on caught her, and all hands aside harpoon and fodder, then she dived down low. Soon may the weathermen come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day the tonguing is done, we'll take our leaves and go. Da 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 da. But even more, the line went slack, then tight once more. The boats were lost, there were only four, but still that wheel was gold. Soon may the willowmen come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. Soon may the willowmen come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. Sweet port of Derry, for Australia bound, if I didn't know down, no marks of our fetters we carried. Our rusted and chains, we cried out our veins, our good wives we left there in sorrow. As the mainsails unfurled, our curses were hurled, and the English and thoughts of tomorrow. Oh, 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 I wish I was back home in Derry. Oh, wish I was back home in Derry. I stepped on from the foil, mid farewell to the soil, and down below decks we were lying. And I heard a scream, and I awoke from a dream with a vision of old Ireland lying. The sunburn was cool, and just out of cool, O'Connor lay down with a fever. 80 ribbles a day bound for Botany Bay, but how many will live there to see her? Wish I was back home in Derry. Oh, 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 wish I was back home in Derry. Shiplands like moths in the firelight. White horses rode high and the devil passed by, taking souls to Hades by twilight. 5 weeks out to sea, they turned now 53. We buried our comrades this morning. We were lost in a time and we rolled in our slime. It was endless nights without dawning. Oh, 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 wish I was back home in Derry. Oh, back home in Derry. demon's land is a hell for a man to live out your life. There is slavery where the climate is raw. The gun speaks the law. Neither wind nor rain care for bravery. 20 years have gone by. I've ended my bond. My comrades' ghosts walk beside me. As a rebel, I came and I'm dying the same. On a cold chase of night, you can find me. Wish I was back home in Derry. Oh, wish I was back home in Derry. Oh, wish I was back home in Derry. Oh, wish I was back home in Derry.
Gotten that point. Joe Miller on bass. Dan, how do you pronounce your last name?
DeBacco.
So it's not
like tobacco. Yeah.
So DeBacco, or not DeFronto either. No, opposite of DeFranco. Correct. That would be the your arch nemesis, perhaps.
Right. Yeah, there's probably one out there.
My last name often gets Brines. I bet it's not. It's Burns. McGordy, right there. Have you ever considered changing your name, Jason, from Jason McGordy to McGordy McGordy? Because that would be bad ass. You know, I think we should have the public weigh in on this. Oh, I'll put it up to vote. Whoever calls in, if we have more people call in that says to change their name, Jason will change his name on the spot. He's nodding along right now. He's totally agreeing to this. McGordy McGordy, what's the last song?
Pub with no beer.
What a god awful place is a pub with no beer. 2, 3, 4. It's a lonely night to be called alone. I make a way, find someone of your own. Now there's nothing so lonesome, one more bit on you. Let us stand in a bar of a pub with no beer. Hey, pub with no beer. Hey, pub with no beer. Hey, but some concerns, hey, more than a beer. No light of the style, he'll break the whiskey out. What a kind of a place, a pub with no beer. Lights from the town with nothing to say. Even May has been caught speechless today. Now the waitress stands up, cause it's worse than it appears. All the whiskey's run out, hey, I still got no beer. Hey, a pub with no beer. Hey, pub with no beer. Hey, no long guts are, hey, more than a beer. No pint of the stout, and the whiskey's run out. What a god awful place is a pub with no beer. The first time in his life, he goes home sober to darling wife. He walks into the kitchen, says, "You're honey, my dear." But he breaks down, cries, "The pub's got no beer." Hey, pub with no beer. Hey, pub with no beer. Hey, nothing on God's earth, hey, more than a beer. No pint of the stout to break the whiskey out. What a god awful place is a pub with no beer. What a god awful place is a pub with no beer. Oh, what a god awful
places of a. All right. Thank you to Keir Burns and the Kettle Burners. We'll talk to them in a little bit, but right back to the RPM Challenge. Enjoy 91.5 WMFO.
Legacy of life, great again. We were never great. That incorporate white lives into them substantially.
I have done.
Been a substantial.
You can't understand how powerfully racist that question is, can you? Because you could never ask a white author, when are you going to write about black? Whether he did or not, or she did or not. Even the inquiry comes from a position of being in the center. And being used to being in San Diego used to being in San Diego.
Yeah.
on the Town of Mikey D. That is Mantis Pox. Track is called Hide Quietly. That came out today. But let's say hello to some people. Hello.
Bonjour.
Hello.
Good hello. To see you.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Well, I do have breaking news. There's been 18 accidents over the course of your...
Oh, I feel terrible about that.
We are so much fun.
The station's on the hook, not us, though, right? Is that how that works?
I don't know. I mean, you did talk about it on the air.
I think that holds us liable.
Yep.
Whoever's
and,
out
and
there.
And it is recorded.
Oh, man.
Yep. Well, sorry.
Well, Joe bought replace everybody's car with a matchbox replica of their choosing.
A matchbox? Yeah. I haven't heard that term in a while.
Oh yeah, those old little cars.
I think they call them Hot Wheels.
Hot Wheels, yeah. Matchbox.
I think they're competitors.
Actually, I thought they were the same thing.
Oh really?
I don't know. I never collected them. That was my brother thing.
Man, I used to love those cars. They're so much fun. And the ramps. If you get a ramp and spin around, that was a good time.
They're tough to step on.
Yeah, they are horrible to step on. They're very painful.
Yeah,
Lego equivalent.
Mm. Almost Lego equivalent.
Oh yeah, probably Legos.
Legos are a little more violent because they have the corners.
The cars have metal in them, so it can really like.
And you can slip on the cars.
You can slip on the cars, but the Legos are stabby.
Mm. That is true.
All the corners. Bam!
Out of those 17 car accidents, how many of them involved Hot Wheels cars? Mm-hmm. Or is it just one kid playing Hot Wheels and they just like,
you need the stats. Jam.
You mean 18?
18. Oh, no. 18 now. Yikes.
No, so I had to ask. Kettle burners?
Yeah, Dan thought of that one.
Just throw it all. Yeah, it was like the first suggestion that I thought of the other night on a whim.
Okay.
And then he surprised us with it tonight. You know?
Normally we go by Keir Burns and Friends, but...
right, I'm used to seeing that.
They haven't been so friendly these days, so I thought it was walking on dangerous water. So
and
I just
kettle burners, KB. So I think KB. Works.
It works.
It works.
But
I don't know how do most
KB
bands
and
think
the KBs?
Of how many more? How do bands figure out what their name should be?
Well, I mean,
we're turning interview around here.
Yeah. well, I mean, what do you think of 3 Day Threshold? I mean,
all time one of the worst band names.
Yeah, I mean,
but it stuck around for a while.
Now, so tell us about this Harpoon Fest.
All right. Well,
let's get some beers in.
Yeah, you know, Harpoon makes a fine beer. We've been playing the beer circuit lately. We have playing Harpoon on the big stage there for going to be 7,000 people expected attendance, and I know there's still tickets at the door, but this thing usually does sell out. So I would recommend getting there early if you're coming. And it's a good time. You were talking about the RPM challenge, about the album writing challenge. For me, March is always like a deep dive into my Irish roots of playing, busting out a lot of old Celtic songs and folk songs, and putting my twist on it, or you know, just finding these old traditionals where there are hundreds of years old song, and just kind of doing something with it and reinterpreting it, or butchering it in the case of sometimes that happens too. But
I was going to ask about that nice effortless transition into the Irish accent.
Oh yeah, well I mean, it grew up around it, so.
Oh okay.
About it, so.
Hey. So what else is going forward after Harpoon Fest? Are you just like playing a whole bunch of these kinds of shows all throughout March? Or?
So Saturday is the Harpoon Fest. It's a day show for those who like day drinking. I know it's not supposed to talk too much about alcohol, but it is a craft brewery and it is a major company in Boston. They're doing
a big
huge festival. So we do that, and then we spin around. We're in Medford right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's our hometown, and I should know this, but I have a terrible sense of direction. But we're playing
we're going from a 7,000 person brewery show to a 79 person brewery show at the New Medford's newest brewery. Have you been there?
Not yet.
Medford Brewing Company.
Not yet.
The Max Heinig is a
brewer.
He's also was in the High Ceilings.
High
if you
Ceilings,
that.
Yes.
And a big band in the early 2000s music scene. And he's also a published poet and, even weirder, a high school English teacher. So he's doing all these things. That guy's burning the candle at all the ends.
As long as he's not serving his students at the brewery, I guess it's okay.
But I was there actually the other day, and there was some alumni students that came back.
Okay. Alumni is okay.
You know, that's
alumni is okay, just not the current ones, right?
You got to check what's in his coffee. but yeah, it's a really cool place. Medford needs something like this. I really applaud. Medford government for getting going on this and allowing this to happen in our town. It's a cool resource. And Jason and I are doing, Jason McGordy on the accordion over there to my right, is playing accordion, and Max is opening for us. And then there's a secret surprise guest who I'm not allowed to say, but he is a big deal.
I mean, you gotta spill the tea, man.
I want to, but I feel like I don't want to lose any friends over this. But it's a surprise guest from Boston. He's a Boston musician
of well renown.
Okay,
Who else is playing Harpoon Fest? I forgot to ask that before.
Comanchero, I don't know if you know.
Oh wow!
That band.
Okay,
they've been around.
Haven't heard
a while.
That one in a while.
Yeah, they're playing, and Dicey Riley is a band that's been playing a while. And then, honestly, there's a few other bands, and I totally am blanking on it, but they're all great. I don't know. They seem like they would be a great. I mean, there's usually the pipe and drums band, which is pretty cool. There's an old traditional, they come in their kilts, carrying a lot of bagpipes. And they play just the right amount of bagpipe music.
Bagpipe music for me just brings an almost instant melancholy to it. So...
imagine 20 bagpipes playing with the snare and the marching,
when I was hearing the accordion this evening, it kind of brought a weight to the whole thing. So yeah, that was a lot of fun. And
so it'll be a good time.
You considered doing that TikTok thing with your rendition of I'm forgetting the name of that
song. Wellerman, yeah.
The Wellerman, yeah. Complete with changing colored sweatshirts and all that.
We're trying to still determine who's going to be the social media person of the band. No, but it's like the hot potato. No one wants. I'm voting Joe.
He's awfully quiet.
I have never been on TikTok. I don't understand it. I think TikTok marks me becoming an old person who's no longer with it. I don't know what the kids are doing.
Fair.
I think that sounds like a good proposal to stand on. You're hired. I like it. That's exactly
got the
what
job.
We're looking.
I'm with you, man. I barely can figure out Instagram. Forget TikTok. I'm not about to do like dances on TikTok and stuff. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like if on the Tone with Mikey D had a TikTok page, what would be probably doing a lot of things we would be otherwise embarrassed about.
I would like to see Joel do some dances on there. You know, the gritty maybe, or you know.
He does have that lava lamp in the production studio. So
it's very groovy, very groovy.
That could work. So how can people reach you?
If you want to send a letter. Do people send letters to bands anymore? That'd be so nice. I'm probably not.
You're showing your age, man.
Do people still send letters at all?
You're showing your age.
I know. It's weird. Post office.
post office box.
No, best way to do it is just Googling Keir Burns, and we have a Bandcamp. It's under Bandcamp/3daythreshold, which is a band I was in.
Like just all things that. Keir Burns?
Yeah,
is there?
It's all things of that. We also have a website called kbfreedomrunners.com, and that's for, in addition to doing music, we also do like a running club, and we're doing, the running club's been going on since the early 2000s, and it's about 600 people strong.
Oh, wow.
And they meet every week. I haven't been going in a long time, and it just continues without me, but we have our band webpage based off that running group. So
okay.
For those who are interested in running.
That's an interesting way to keep a band page.
Yeah. Well.
From a running group page. Sure, why not? All right, so yes, exactly.
It all makes sense.
But Bandcamp makes more sense. So
yeah,
so
Bandcamp is probably the
it's 3daythreshold.bandcamp.com.
Yeah, and yeah, we have a bunch of we have about 11 albums on listed in there.
Okay,
and they're a varying years of release. But right now, the top title one is a collection of. Celtic tunes and you know stuff. If you're gearing up for St. Patty's Day, you want to listen to something. It's
this.
On, yeah.
This will be the time to do it.
Yeah, this will be the time.
Definitely.
To do
it. All right. Excellent. Go to 3daythreshold.bandcamp.com. Download all 3 Christmas albums.
Yeah, 3 Christmas albums.
I'm particularly fond of Christmas albums. I don't know why. There's no reasoning behind it. I just love odd Christmas music. So
as long as
it's not, you know, jingle bell, you know.
I've recorded one on dulcimers.
Ooh.
Instrumental dulcimer Christmas album this year.
Sweet.
So my brother-in-law Matt is a dulcimer luthier. So he built a bunch of dulcimers and he built it and I had to record something on it. That was my contribution. We had a little family Christmas album. So it was being pretty nice.
All right. Well, I'll let you break down whatever you have there. I didn't see you bring a whole bunch up, but you didn't bring
stealthy.
A drum kit, so there you go.
That's true. We brought a Dan.
Hey, you brought a Dan. Okay,
my name's Dan.
So you got to pack up the Dan.
Yeah,
It's harder than you think.
I have a box.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll let you put Dan in his box. No,
we took him out of the original
packaging.
I don't know
where I'm going with that.
It's not worth it. He's not worth it.
You can't return Dan.
It's not a collector's item anymore. We took him out of the packaging.
You lose 20% the moment you.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But it's worth it. You know. You know. I just keep it boxed up.
All right. So yes, go check out Keir Burns and the Kettle Burners at Harpoon Fest this Saturday. Thank you so much for coming in.
Jason has a message he wants to say.
Yes.
This is a lot of fun. Thanks. Is that a good message?
It is.
All right, cool.
All right. Thank you very much. All right, let's get back into the RPM Challenge stuff. 91.5 WMFO.
Towel for the road. Take another paper towel for the road. Take another paper towel for the road. Take another paper towel for the road. I don't know where I'm headed yet, in case my feet get wet. Always be prepared for the unknown. How could a heart break on its own? How can a heart break on its own? How can a heart break on its own? Oh, how can a heart break on its own?
I wish I smoked cigarettes so they wouldn't have to guess. Why would a good heart crack up on its own? There's a needle and a tube, crook of my arm. There's a needle and a tube, crook of my arm. A needle and a tube, crook of my arm. Oh, a needle and a tube stuck in my arm. Before I take my chances, gotta fill me with some answers. Doctor, what's that needle doing in my arm? Take another paper towel for the road. Another paper towel for the road. See how many times that paper folds. Rip another one right off the roll. They say the way we dry our hands separates animals from man. So go ahead and grab one more to go. If I'm not here tomorrow, at least you'll have some paper towels to soak up all the sorrow they can hold.
Because I make music trying to cheese my dream.
Wakey, wakey, wake and bake me. The sun rises over my ecstasy, and I'm ready for the goodness your love nourishes me. I get a saute pan cause my knees are like butter. Crack a couple egg jokes, I always got another way to turn your hash brown frown upside down. Drizzle my love syrup on your toasted French kisses. That taste just flattens me like a pancake. I never waffle on debates of flavors that I savor. It is you. I'm good.
I'm good for you like soup.
Brunch time snacking on your cuddle crepes. Wash it down with a mimosa nibble of your nape. You're lounging on the couch while I'm feeding you grapes, Your Highness. And now we come to my favorite part, where you understand I'm cooking without my heart, and you're the only one in my shopping cart.
You're so sweet and savory, the best of both worlds, Bamu Mami. Order all the things, the bells, the gongs, the whistle brings.
Here comes the train, a hangar for the plane.
Again and again, and again and again and again and again. I'm starving like Marvin, I'm hangry for your love. Feel the need to feed, I'm hangry for your love.
Card carrying member of the
Clean Play Club. Om nom 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 nom, I'm a hangry, hangry for your love.
Brushing on you like a crushed Sandoz. Soup and salad and some more innuendos. Three martini lunch and away we go. swinging. Some crunked out crumpets and super hot tea. Afternoon delight, we both get our cookies. And the secret ingredient always pleases me. Doko's spoiling your dinner. Winner, winner spins the pinner. I am certainly not a beginner. Not my first rodeo. My palate cleansing appetizer. It's an entree energizer. Everybody's all the wiser. And you know this, man. Desserts, of course, after main course. The sugar crystallizes with flaws. The chocolate is the answer to my retort. Get it? An aperitif keeps you in the mood. Postcoital, except with food. You understand my culinary attitude. Scrolling on food porn, choose your own yum venture, takeout or indoors. I will feed you all the deliciousness. Tastes so good, it's like I'm speechless. Yeah, go figure. Don't you talk with my food in your mouth. Starving like Marvin, I'm hangry for your love. Need to feed, I'm hangry for your love. Card carrying member of the Clean Plate Club. I'm nom 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 nom. I'm a hangry, hangry for your love.
Through
That is Portending Honor with Not the Favored Ones. Before that was Fill in the Blank, because you know I had to play that. That was Hangry off of the Agitator record. And I started that block off with Zach Koss with Hospital Blues. That song was created entirely with sounds you would hear in a hospital room. That is the beauty of the RPM Challenge. Anyhow, you could go to rpmchallenge.com and look at all of the completed listings. It goes around the globe, not just in New England. It's based in Canada. You can write a single, an album, double album, EP, anything you want. Just go to rpmchallenge.com and see what is there. You may find something from me there too. Anyway, we're going to close everything out with a big favorite of On the Town with Mikey D and myself. This guy has done 11 RPM Challenge records, and I must say I'm quite jealous because these things sound so amazing, and I can't believe he does it in a month. My stuff will never sound this good. Anyway, the album is called Ox. The song is called Coursing. This is Jared Osborne. Enjoy. 91.5 WMFU.
Polishing the silver tongue and straightening your tie. Born to wear the lion's mane and mingle with the vile. We'll be right back.
91.5. On the Tower of Mikey D, that's Jared Osborne with Coursing from the excellent album Ox. So jealous of him. He makes these great sounding RPM challenge records. Yeah. Anyway, that brings it to a close. Tune in next week. Lils will be here bringing you 3 hours of great Boston and New England music. So tune in this time next week, 9 p.m. to midnight on Wednesday. Lils will be here. I'm going to close things out with Crooked Noise. The album's called Volume 1. The song's called More 20s. See you next time.
That's right. He said, what's up?